on campus next week. This is a subject that is all over the place. Joe Biden, President Biden, and his administration have been all over the map relative to getting kids back in the classroom. It's just not happening fast enough for a lot of people. But I will tell you this, and coming up in just a couple minutes, I'll let you hear from Jen Psaki. She went on one of the Sunday shows with Jonathan Karl, and on ABC, and one of the things that they talked about was this whole notion of reopening schools, trying to clarify, if you will, the Biden policy on reopening schools. It's just not happening. The teachers' unions are so incredibly powerful, and they own Joe Biden. They do. And as a result, what you've got right now is you've got kind of a hodgepodge nationally. Here we're going to try the hybrid thing. And I'm going to tell you, I've talked to a number of teachers just in the last week as this policy is being rolled out. And the fact is, it's not going to work. The kids are going to be so damn confused, especially the younger ones, for whom this is their first educational experience. This is what education is supposed to be like? That's what's bizarre about this. Stay where you are. I'll let you hear Jen Psaki in her own words yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. We do have some slow flows on the southern beltways. People are heading home for the early rush hour. 215 westbound at St. Rose, 215 west at Gibson. Also look for some heavy volumes through the resort area. You're only averaging about 50 miles per hour. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey, 15 south at Washington. You'll touch the brakes working through there. Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. Slow flows through that neighborhood. Also, as you work your way past the Rainbow Curve, you're pretty much bumper to bumper right there. 95 east past the Rainbow Curve and slow 95 west. That's at Jones.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, what a weird day they had on Saturday at Lake Tahoe with their outdoor game against the Colorado Avalanche. They started the game and then sun impacted the ice where it was unplayable and they were not able to finish it until late at night. The Golden Knights end up losing by a 3-2 score. Vegas has stumbled recently as over the course of their last five games, they have scored just 8 goals in that span. Tonight, they are in Denver for the fourth and final of their four-game series against the Avalanche. UNLV basketball, they get a win yesterday against San Jose State, 67-64. They host Fresno State on Wednesday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O-Rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping.
Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We're going to talk tourism. Is it time for tourism to come back to Southern Nevada? We'll find out what a guy that deals a lot with the public, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I'll be interested to see what he says. I think, and in fact, an Uber driver told me this. Said, 3-4 weeks ago, you could get across the strip in 15 minutes. Now it takes you 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And there are the slowdowns as you're in the middle of the strip. Maybe something's changing. We will find out coming up. I promise I'll let you hear Jen Psaki. She was trying to... she went on one of the Sunday shows on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Jonathan Carl anchored, and tried to clarify the Biden position on reopening schools. This is Cut 6. Here you go.
I want to turn to the question of schools reopening. Obviously, President Biden first had said he wanted to see the majority of schools reopened by the end of his first 100 days. That would be April. Now the goal is K through 8, 5 days a week. What is this realistic, or are we going to see the majority of schools in this country open by April?
That's our goal. That's our objective. That's our plan, John. But what we need and what the president said at the time we need is funding. That's why he's proposed $130 billion in the American Rescue Plan, because many schools across the country don't have the resources to be able to invest in improving facilities, on hiring more bus drivers, on hiring more temporary teachers so we can have smaller class sizes. There have been some important steps in the last week, including these CDC guidelines that give clear science-based guidelines for school districts on a range of steps they can take to be safe. But every school in the country does not have that funding and does not have the resources, and we need to, from the federal government, help address that.
Does the president support the idea of making that funding in the American Rescue Plan contingent on schools reopening? So a requirement, you receive funding, you bring students back.
That's not a contingency that we're putting in, that we're recommending to go in the bill or in legislation, John. I think what he believes is that school districts, working with our Secretary of Education, who we certainly hope will be confirmed this week, need to make a determination about what works best for them based on these CDC guidelines. There are a number of mitigation measures and steps that can be taken. Vaccinating teachers is one of them, but also hiring more bus drivers, hiring more school teachers, having smaller class sizes. And we're going to work with school districts, our Secretary of Education, this will be his first priority, to do that. But many of them need funding because they don't have additional funding in their budgets to be able to do that and plan for the school years ahead.
Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary, she was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. George was off, and John Carl did the interview. And it just goes to show you that there is no real consensus that is out there. One of the other issues that came up on the Sunday shows yesterday, and we'll share it with you, Stephen Miller, a former Trump policy advisor, was on with Maria Bartiromo, Sunday Morning Futures, and one of the things they talked about was reaction to the Biden immigration bill. As you know, on Friday, the House and the Senate Democrats dropped the bill calling for essentially amnesty for millions and millions of folks coming across our southern border. It's sad. We had such good momentum. We had Mexico working with us. We had Guatemala and other Central American countries working with us. And now that is all being thrown into the dumper. It's sad, but it's true. Stephen Miller, though, in fact, let's go to cut one real quick, see if we can squeeze it in. This is the former Trump policy advisor, his reaction to the Biden immigration bill. Here it is.
Give us your expert opinion and assessment of President Biden's new immigration bill.
Thank you. And the reason why I've studied immigration so closely is because it's so fundamental to what it is to be a nation. The right of the people living in a country to decide who enters that country, on what conditions, for how long, and how to establish national boundaries and borders. That's fundamental to what it means to be a country. The legislation put forward by President Biden and congressional Democrats would fundamentally erase the very essence of America's nationhood. For the first time, I believe, in human history, this legislation proposes sending applications to previously deported illegal immigrants and giving them the chance to re-enter the country on a rapid path to citizenship. This is unheard of. These would be people that ICE officers, at great time and expense, found large numbers of them with criminal records, returned to their home countries at taxpayer expense, and now we're going to have the Secretary of State and Homeland Security mailing applications for readmission and amnesty to previously deported illegal immigrants? This is madness. Now, this is on top of the fact that the current administration has already dismantled border security, canceling President Trump's historic agreements with Mexico and with the Northern Triangle countries, restoring catch and release, and additionally gutting interior enforcement, issuing a memo preventing ICE from removing the vast majority of criminal illegal immigrants that it encounters. And the last thing I'll say about that memo is that they have engaged in a fraudulent representation to the court in the Texas litigation because they are claiming this is a resources issue. I know for a fact that ICE has the resources to remove these public safety threats. This is a policy choice disguised falsely to the court and to the country as a resource issue. That is a lie, and it's a lie that threatens public safety.
Stephen Miller, former Trump major policy guy, and just a smart, smart dude. And he was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. More to come. The folks in the People's Republic of California, they're at it again. They want to spend billions of dollars. And they want to do it with direct payments to people, to the unemployed. You're not going to believe what they have proposed. I'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part. So we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah,
over 15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and one of the things that he talked about, and I hadn't even thought about it, that with these variants that are out there, the UK, the South African variant, that it is entirely possible that we might need booster shots to deal with these variants. Now, I'm hoping this thing ends soon, okay, but let's go quickly to cut two. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox News Sunday. Will we need booster shots to beat the variants. Here it is.
The virus keeps mutating, and there's been some recent troublesome, worrisome news that the vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, are considerably less effective against the 351 South African variant. What are the chances that even if you get vaccinated, that you have the two doses of Pfizer or Moderna, that at some point you're going to need, they're going to have to develop, and we're going to have to get a booster shot to deal with this or other mutations?
Chris, that's going to depend completely on what the penetrance and the prevalence of this mutation is. Let me give you some examples that I think could explain it. Right now, the 117 variant, namely the one from the UK, is really becoming more prevalent in this country. And the modelists predict that by the time you get to the end of March, it might be the dominant one in this country. The good news about that, despite the fact that that is concerning, the good news is that both vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, that we are distributing now, are very good in protecting against that particular variant. But as you suggest correctly, the situation is not the case with the South African variant. Fortunately, that's not dominant at all in this country. However, the fact is that it does not protect, the vaccines do not protect as well against the acquisition of clinically apparent disease with the South African. It looks like it'll be pretty good in preventing severe disease leading to hospitalization and death, but it's only approximately about 50% effective in getting the prevention from any disease at all. But direct answer to your question, if in fact this becomes more dominant, we may have to get a version of the vaccine that is directed specifically against the South African isolate. And in fact, we are already doing preliminary and early experiments to develop such a variant of the vaccine to address that particular mutation.
Okay, so that means we may have to get booster shots? We're already ordering like 300 million doses, or actually 600 million doses, of the regular vaccine. And now you're telling me we're going to need more? This can't go on forever. I mean, at some point, we've got to get our lives back to normal. If you notice here in Nevada, the positivity rate is down under 10%. Under 10%. That is a miracle. And you know, the thing that bothered me today with the candlelight vigil that they had at the White House is that as horrible as it is, the thought of losing 500,000 Americans to the COVID-19 virus, the fact is, how many millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions have survived? I have, knock on wood, survived. And for those of you that don't remember, I had it back in June. In fact, right when we made the switch to KMZQ. I survived. I was asymptomatic. I spent 14 days, almost 21 days isolated. But I still did the show because I have a home studio. But it was horrible. And I told people on air I would die of boredom before I would die of the coronavirus. And that's not to make light at all. But the fact that the boredom of being isolated for... And you saw this. Chris Cuomo did this on CNN as they took cameras into his basement. It's horrible. But the problem is that in drawing so much attention to the 500,000 who have died, we have not even touched the millions and millions who have had the coronavirus and survived. My good friend Tommy White, the business manager for Laborers Union Local 872, he wondered if he was going to die. But he survived. It's the American way. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that Biden's in office, what's going on down on the border? Fred and Peggy Davis have a ranch down on the border, but they'll give us an update.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. One-stop shopping for all your insurance needs. And Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out at blueskylv.com. I promised I'd give you news from the People's Republic of California, where legislators have approved a $7.6 billion COVID-19 economic relief package, which includes $600 stimulus checks. So the People's Republic of California is going to throw more money at people who are working or maybe not working. Only in the People's Republic of California. And remember, don't be surprised if members of the Nevada legislature look at this and say, well, we got to do the same thing. We got to hand out stimulus checks of $600 to every resident of our state. Don't be surprised if it happens. I happen to believe that Steve Sisolak worships the ground that Gavin Newsom walks on. That's why they formed their own little alliance. But I will say this. This is a little scary. When they are getting ready to give $600 relief checks. And again, this is the People's Republic of California, not Nevada. Don't want to get anybody's hopes up. But you know how this governor, how Governor Sisolak worships the ground that Gavin Newsom walks on. Don't be surprised if we see some legislation in Carson City to do exactly what California is doing in California. Stick around, more to do. Coming up,